This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? Hour number two. Glad you're here. Thank you so much for listening. We're brought to you by our friend Kevin Pfeiffer and the team at Pfeiffer's Auctioneers. They'll be hosting these upcoming live and online equipment and specialty auctions in Cooperstown, Steele, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Bowman, the Bowman region, Kenmare, St. Thomas, Turtle Lake, North Dakota, Glendon, Minnesota, Sioux Falls, Worthing, South Dakota. Geez, they're all over the map. These incredible auctions, they've got all sorts of different things. Farm, retirement, real estate auctions, coin collectibles, tractor collectibles. There's a, and I'm a bit of a guitar guy. There's an auction up right now with some amazing collectible guitars. You can find out whatever you're looking for as auction goes at Pfeiffers.com. P-I-F-E-R-S. America's Land Auctioneer. Kevin Pfeiffer and the team at Pfeiffers.com. No, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 is the number. We wrapped up our conversation with Ryan going into the break, and his question basically was, is anybody going to, anybody announce that they're going to run against Hovind or Kramer in North Dakota? And in my search during the break, I didn't find anyone that's announced anything yet. Let Ryan know that, but you guys haven't seen anything about anybody that's going to primary against Hovind or Kramer yet, have you?
I have not, yeah. But we haven't even heard if Senator Hovind is going to run for re-election.
That's a good
point. My guess is he will, yeah. But I wouldn't until he says that. Pretty safe.
Yeah. We'll grab line one here. Peter wanted to weigh in on the topics, one of the topics of the day. Peter, what's on your mind?
Hi, Kevin. I've been watching the Mike Lindell Symposium. Mm-hmm. I watched on Thursday as they established the computer online and identified the modem utilized, the China computer hack on real-time monitoring of the election by a quasi-government. And then Dr. Frank identified the use of the 2010 census and the logarithms that were utilized, and they went through a list of deviations that were unrealistic mathematically. And the reason for my call is you talked earlier to a gentleman who is supposedly is down there for North Dakota.
Jeff Magnum,
and his comment was, yeah, they hadn't showed yet how they did it.
Well, they just got there. In Jeff's defense, they just got there this morning. So they're there for the final day today. So they haven't seen what you and I have seen. Hey, let me ask you this. Didn't you find it really unbelievable how the ballot counts mirror the census data? It's unreal.
Absolutely. There is no reasonable doubt. And anybody thinks that they're going to go to an election and elect a new man for Kramer. Right now, if they don't get rid of the machines, China will determine our election every year from here on out. I'm really concerned that they're waiting to pounce on us, and we've got a bunch of brain-dead people running this country that don't believe people that spend millions of dollars at private citizens. People are being the gal in Colorado was the keynote speaker on Thursday night, or Wednesday night, I'm sorry.
Yep.
Back up Tuesday night, and her place was raided by the Secretary of State of Colorado because she is concerned and from a conservative district, and so they had to get a search warrant and so forth from a judge to raid her place, and this is what's happening to conservatives across this nation, and yet this proves the fact they're online that the CEO of Dominion lied to Congress along with many other people, including our FBI director, Comey.
Here's what I'll say.
And they should be in jail for that.
You're right, Peter. You're right. Here's what I'm going to say right now. Go on to frankspeech.com. Look at it for yourself. Read it. Follow it. Look at the recaps. The recaps are on there. It's all that's been streamed live is being, you know, you can go and watch it again. It's all at frankspeech.com. Go back and look what he's talking about. There's so much there. There's almost too much. It's hard to unpack. But there's so much there that by the time they're done today, guys, I can't imagine some court somewhere isn't going to hear this, including the SCOTUS. But I don't know. We're just going to have to wait and see. But there's just too much of it. And he's right. The Dominion thing is just, the whole thing just stinks to high heaven. That's my 2 cents on it, what I've seen so far. My 10 cents, if you will.
Well, thank you very much for the comments. We appreciate that. We also have in studio that we're Carmen Sertola from Mandan, who I want to shift gears for just a little bit here. Carmen's one of the ladies that host Ladies of Another View on Beck News, Beck TV. I've seen billboards over the last few years building up across the state with Beck TV, and also they're an internet service, blah, blah, blah. Not putting that in for them, but what I wanted to do was talk to Carmen a little bit about their show, Ladies of Another View, and I think it's awesome that we're seeing women get involved in the process. Not that they haven't before. I mean, obviously they have, but this show is kind of a counter to the national show, The View, those liberal women, The Talk. We see those national shows. This is a local show. And Carmen, you welcome to the show, and thanks for coming in today.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm great to be here. I'm really very grateful.
So tell me a little bit about the show that you guys have. I think it airs live at 4:30, and I know I looked at when I was up in Washburn trying to figure out, you can find Beck. I think it's like in Washburn, it's like channel 26 on like DirecTV is what I think we have up there. But anyway, different networks. It's broadcast live across the state, 4:30 live. Are you on for like an hour or a half hour?
Yep, we're on for an hour every day, Monday through Friday, 4:30 to 5:30. And we have two main hosts, and that would be Mary Grainer and Patty Armstrong. And then there are several of us that rotate in and out as co-hosts. And we've had an amazing journey so far. Our first live show was November 30th of 2020, so we're still really fairly new, and we're just kind of establishing our brand and our getting our, you know, kind of our pace going, and just figuring out, you know, how we're going to navigate and where we're going to go with it.
The one I saw, maybe about a week or so, you had a gentleman on about socialism in America, and it had to do with, and there's some stuff on the virus, et cetera. I won't get lost on necessarily the nuances of it, but the point of what you're trying to do in the show is to give ladies that are conservative with a different view than what we're seeing on the national circuit, where they portray all women as being liberals. And if you're a conservative woman, you're supposed to stay home and cook, and that's just, you know, it's kind of, right, it's just how the left wants to portray it. So what your goals are to bring views up and have discussions on from a conservative perspective for the ladies on the show. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes. And I won't say that we do all conservative viewpoints, because sometimes we do differ on things. But the point is that when you watch things like The View and all these women out there that are supposed to somehow feel ashamed just because they love being a mom and a wife and cooking and having a good home and, you know, all those values that we grew up with and our country was built on, and somehow, you know, there's so much out there that tries to shame that. And so our show, and it's on our hearts that we want to be able to give a voice to all of those women and men that want more traditional views out in the airwaves, to be able to discuss things, have debates without tearing each other apart, more respect, more just good old solid North Dakota values, and we're not unique in them. They're just getting buried under all this other stuff that's out there.
Yeah, I saw last night on one of the TV shows what's going on in Virginia, and it showed at a school board meeting, and it had to do with critical race theory teaching. It had to do with gender bathrooms and all that kind of thing, gender sports. But anyway, it showed about seven or eight mothers, and including a teacher, I don't remember the name of her, that resigned in Virginia from what's going on at the school boards taking these positions. I don't think we see it to that degree in North Dakota. But I think it's awesome to see women getting involved, and like I saw last night, really calling out and being involved. And that's why running for the school boards and being involved in the political process, or whether your show, be an activist and speaking out, there's more than one side of the story, isn't there?
Correct. Yep. And our show, I think, has done a good job of bringing in, you know, different viewpoints and things that are going on in the community that are helping teach people and inform people how you can get involved on a local level, how you can, like this weekend out at Minocan Grove, they're having a, what is it, North Dakota Freedom Fest, or Midwest Freedom Fest, and they'll have Paul Engel, who we just had on the show this week, as one of the guest speakers, and he has a whole program, a Constitution study, and he does it with adults, but he also does it for students. And he brings that Constitution alive, you know, why is this important in your life? If you know there's three branches of government, whoopee, and you got a governor and you got a president, whatever, whatever, nobody cares. But he brings that to life. He brings it to, how does that affect, if you don't have the right to free speech, let's just talk about that, you know, and he starts to get the kids involved in what they're learning. And it's a huge eye-opener for kids, you know, and we don't see enough of that in the classroom. And so just things like that. Well, he'll be out at Minocan. You'll also have...
What time is that?
It's all day Saturday.
All day Saturday.
From 10 to 10. Okay. There's camping spots available, and there will be food vendors there. But it's just a local thing.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Well, this is Gary Amedeth in studio with Todd Mitchell and Carmen Sertola. I'm talking to her about Ladies of Another View. When we come back from the break, we've got a couple calls. Clint, Ryan, stay with us. We'll be back to you shortly.
I can't hear Todd. Todd needs to turn his mic on.
Oh, there we go. 701-226-8503. It helps if I push that one button down, doesn't it?
There's a bottle of water, and then there's a 1 liter Ice Mountain 69-cent bottle of water that is good all month long. That's special at PetroServe USA. The Pearson Salted Nut Rolls, 2 for $1.50 in new flavors. Any size of fountain pop, 49 cents all month long, including the 32-ounce Lucky 7 Cup. T-shirts, 3 for $9.99. Old Dutch Family Packs, buy one, get one. Fresh Bank Cookies, 3 for $2. All day, every day. The big hot summer sale is on. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives the guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps it coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness, using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at MyPillow, where Mike Lindell is wrapping up today the Cyber Symposium in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. 49 states have lawmakers or representatives there watching and taking notes, and Jeff Magrum is down there from North Dakota. But 49 states are there watching what's going on. You can go to frankspeech.com, get the recaps of everything that's going on since Tuesday, and watch it live as it wraps up today. you're going to want to see this, and you're going to want to pay attention to what's going on, because the election of 2020 isn't, I don't think it's over yet. Hey, and by the way, if you go to MyPillow, MyPillow.com, really the only thing you need to recognize or remember is Scott, the promo code, S-C-O-T-T. That's your promo code for all things MyPillow, be it slippers or towels or sheets or robes or pillows or maybe pet beds or weighted blankets, whatever it is, the promo code is Scott. You go click on Radio Listener Specials right at MyPillow.com and enter whatever you're getting, and you get the discounts when you enter S-C-O-T-T at checkout, or call 800-506-9028 for the great specials as well, all at MyPillow.com. 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550, the numbers to call. Get into What's on Your Mind, where Gary Emeneth is in for Scotty today.
Thanks, Kevin. Welcome back. We're in studio here with Carmen Certola. She's one of the hosts with Ladies of Another View, which is on BEC TV. Carmen, how can other viewers catch your show when you guys are on? I know it's live 4:30 to 5:30. The channels vary across the state. It's statewide into Montana and Minnesota. What are these shows? Are they recorded somewhere so people can catch them?
They are. We have a Facebook page. Sometimes there will be episodes there. We also are on YouTube. We are on TikTok with different sections of it. Go to BEC.news, and you can pull up the program and watch archived programs if you can't watch them live. So it works well.
I think it's great that we have seeing people involved, and the fact that BEC TV's put this out there and putting some conservative shows on. I know Becker and Hintz are on at like 10 o'clock, and there's some other people that have various views on there that cover different things. But I think it's great what you ladies have done and promoting the cause of conservative, but also just the fact that you're engaged speaking about the issues.
Right. And Dr. Duke is on there. He is a wonderful resource if you want to know everything going on with education in this country and in our state. Doug Billings, you know, and some of the things we get into on our program, we try to cover the political realm. We also, a lot of the social things, because as moms, grandmas, you know, that's really our audience, a big part of it. And, you know, single people, you know, where does everything fit? And, you know, here we are, and how do we get somewhere else? And we try and dig into some of those things and address issues and bring on authors and speakers and things like that that have viewpoints that you're not going to hear on mainstream media, but it kind of reinforces that you're not in a bad place. You're not alone. There's a lot of us who think this way.
Well, we had Eric O'Keefe on earlier. He just talked about citizen involvement. Our republic was designed that people would be educated, informed, and have information at their fingertips. And, you know, it's really, that's how we're to be. Everybody elected is working for the people, not the other way around. And that's what we have to change. And that's why I appreciate your involvement. We have a couple, three callers we want to get to. Clint, here in Bismarck, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning.
Hello. Go ahead, Clint.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. Go ahead.
Can you hear me? Okay. Sorry about that. I just wanted to highly encourage, if anyone has political aspirations, it's definitely time that we get behind somebody and push them. Hovind's going to be really tough to beat. There's some deep pockets there, and he's smooth, but he needs to go, and so does Kevin Cramer. And I've been beating this drum for a long time. I've been accused of attacking Kevin Cramer based on one vote, and my differences with Kevin Cramer go back to when he was a congressman during the time of Obama. So he's got an excuse for everything, and he's never accountable, and he's not for us. And just because he claims to be a Republican, he's not. He needs to go. We don't need a senator like Maine or Alaska representing North Dakota. All future generations, he voted against with his vote.
Clint, thanks for your comments. Appreciate that. We appreciate you guys calling in. And the fact that I will say I appreciate Senator Cramer does make himself available on this show many times for people like yourself to weigh in. Ryan from Aberdeen, what's on your mind?
You had mentioned, too, Gary, that we don't know if John was running. He has stated that he is going to run in 2022 for re-election.
Okay, great. Oh, great. Thank you.
Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking my call today. Kind of not sure
really, honestly, how much weight my opinion carries, considering that I don't live in North Dakota and never have. But the big elephant in the room, the one thing I hear very little discussion of, is can we afford it? You know, the infrastructure bill or anything else. If I ran my household like Congress ran their budgeting, I'd have been bankrupted so many times, probably thrown into jail for theft by deception. They're spending money they don't have, and they have been, well, shoot, since JFK was in office, I think was the last time the debt limit actually got lowered, and now they're discussing raising the debt limit again, which ought to be a big, big red flag with this trillions of dollars of new spending. We cannot afford it. And for all the justifications that I hear Kevin Cramer give every week, yeah, but we can't afford it, period. I mean, you could stop right there. We don't have the money.
Well, Ryan, the good point is our national debt, I saw, is at $29 trillion, and it's just getting higher after this last round of funding and the next round. So, Ryan, thank you. We want to get another caller. Jeff, welcome to the show. Thanks for calling in. And you've been waiting a bit. Thank you for your patience. Are you there, Jeff?
Justin.
Justin. Oh, Justin. I'm sorry Justin. I thought it said Jeff. So go ahead, Justin.
Go ahead.
What can I do? What's on your mind?
No, I was just, maybe I haven't done enough research, but I'm curious what has Kevin Cramer and John Holman given for their reasons for voting for that bill? I can't fathom the reasons any Republican went along with that big pile of crap. So maybe you've heard what they had to say, but I sure haven't.
Well, I've watched a few of the YouTube or the posts that they've had, and I did see a headline yesterday in one of the papers that it was about $2 billion coming back to North Dakota. But I think what strikes me is yesterday we had Governor Ricketts on from Nebraska, and his comment was that they had gotten $500 million in Nebraska regarding funding from the COVID funding for whatever act it was. And he said, we don't need it. We balanced our budget. We got plenty of funding going on. And I think, you know, North Dakota legislators have plenty of money. We got plenty of money in the bank. And we spend more than we need, for my opinion, in North Dakota. But the idea that we got another couple billion dollars coming to North Dakota, I don't always think that we need to be thinking about it when they don't have it to spend. So, Jeff, thanks for your comments. If you have any other thoughts, give us a call at 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. As we go to the bottom of the hour, we've got Carmen Sertola in studio with Ladies of Another View. Carmen, thanks for joining us today. You can catch him on YouTube, you can catch him on TikTok, Beck News, or you can watch him live at 4:30 every day on Beck TV. Thanks, Carmen, for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, thank you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or by text at 701-226-8503. Back with Gary Emneth and Ed Martin coming up here on What's On Your Mind.
Think about it. In just 10 years, the Minnesota state budget grew from $14 billion to $26 billion. That's almost double. Did your income double in the last 10 years? And now Governor Tim Walz wants to raise taxes again so government can grow even more instead of eliminating wasteful spending. Think about it. It's time to stop the wasteful spending. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
It's time to relax with a jug of North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. At the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy sip and drink and rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store and go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota sweet crude. Old Man Widener passed his recipe on for generations and they want to share it with you. North Dakota sweet crude, a great way to finish your day.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
By law, the 43 states with more than one representative in D.C. must redistrict after each census to account for population shifts within the state, as well as to add or remove congressional districts. The 2020 census is in, and redistricting has begun. Texas, Florida, and North Carolina will gain a House seat each. An independent commission will draw maps in Colorado and Montana, each gaining a seat as well. Let's get a Dixie Fire update. Burning in Northern California. Tim Berg reports.
The Dixie Fire is now the 15th most destructive fire in California history. It's also the second largest in state history. It's burned close to 500,000 acres and destroyed more than 1,000 structures. Cal Fire saying the blaze could grow even more with this week's hotter and drier conditions. The fire sparked on July 14th and is burning in Butte, Plumas, Lassen, and Tehama counties.
Thank you, Mr. Berg. USA Radio News.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Had to roll a little dire straits today, Todd. Mark Knopfler is 72 today.
That's one of those band classics, though.
Yeah,
man.
Put on one of those, any one of their albums, and just let it roll. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at the ND Petroleum Foundation. Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry literally is into every corner of North Dakota, no doubt. Learn more at ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota oil and natural gas, advancing the possibilities. And brought to you by our friends at PetroServe, where today I get to make you hungry. Valley City serving up pulled pork or French dip sandwich, meatloaf dinner in Harwood, Swedish meatballs, 12th Avenue North, NP Avenue, 205 NP's got Salisbury steak today. Euland's got Salisbury steak as well, and they're serving beef tips in Glendon. So guess what I'm having for lunch. And remember, all of August, all kinds of specials, including 3 for $2 on the fresh baked cookies and the 49-cent any size fountain pop, available all month of August at PetroServe USA locations, helping America fuel better. PetroServe USA. Now I'm hungry. You gotta say, want to grab some lunch later? Oh, you're in Bismarck. Never mind. Gotta pull that off.
Do you feel better now, Kevin?
I do. I do.
Okay.
I'm getting hungry.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't have breakfast this morning. They gave you all my cookies, so.
If you would have told me, I would have not eaten all of them.
No, they were for you. Ah! I'm just kidding. Hey, by the way, I just wanted... I just wanted to follow up with Ladies of Better View. I do know Carmen mentioned on the way out that they do a My Hometown every other week, I believe, and they go to some of these towns, like Salem, Washburn, Hazen. So if you're interested, get a hold of those ladies on at Beck TV, and they would probably love to come out to your community and broadcast live from your hometown. We're going to be having Ed Martin join us shortly. He's from Missouri. He heads up Phyllis Schlafly's group. And Ed and I have some history together. But before we go to Ed, make sure he's on the line. Let me know when he's on. We have Mike from Fargo. Mike, can you hear me okay?
Yep, I can hear you. How are you doing today?
I'm great, Mike. What can I do for you? What's on your mind?
Okay, now think about this. The guy sat there and asked you a question about what Hovind and the other trader basically got. He said $2 billion. What does the oil industry give North Dakota, the oil and natural gas, that which Biden's trying to shut down and get it from OPEC? How much does that give North Dakota? A heck of a lot more.
Absolutely.
And their taxes are going to go up because of all this stuff. Cramer and Hovind should be fired, should be recalled. I don't care how much they stutter, and you ever notice how Cramer, he stutters when he doesn't want to give you the real answer, but if he's not stuttering, he just says it the way it is. When he's lying, he's stuttering. He opens his mouth.
Mike?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, Mike, wrong. I appreciate that. I know that there seem to be a lot of frustrated callers. I know I've been on the air 2 days that this spending has gotten people pretty wound up. So I appreciate your comments,
Mike.
Well,
it costs us more money. It costs us more money than what we're actually going to get back. Why would you do it?
Well, it's crazy. I mean, when you think about the president calling and wanting OPEC to fire up those wells and kick out more oil when North Dakota's sitting on this abundance. It's so anti-American, it's unbelievable. So, Mike, thanks for your comments. We have our guest, Ed Martin, who's just joined us. Ed works within the Phyllis Schlafly organization, the Phyllis Schlafly Eagles, out of Missouri. Ed, I know, I've got to know Ed when he was on the Republican National Committee with me when I was chairman. I believe he's chairman of Missouri. So, Ed, welcome to the show.
Hey, great to be with you, Gary. Thanks for the chance to visit with your great listeners.
Hey, I appreciate that. Ed, tell us a little bit about yourself for a little bit, and then about your organization and Phyllis Schlafly, who's an amazing lady. I know she's no longer with us on this earth, my wife was an eagle for a number of years.
Yeah, that's right. I was just going to say that. Your wife was an eagle and a great friend of Phyllis. Well, thank you. You know, as you mentioned, I served a term on the Republican National Committee because I was chairman of the Missouri Republican Party. I'm from St. Louis, hail from St. Louis. And so that was an experience. Your caller, I just was listening. You know, the frustration I had on there was that the Republican elites, the establishment was, you know, as bad as the Democrats, and watching the country go down. And as you were talking also about, you know, values shifting, and where were they fighting back? They didn't seem like conservatives. So, but I, you know, my background, I'm the proud husband of Carol, and we have four children, and we're very blessed, and I'm grateful to Christ as my Savior, and it's made all the difference in my life to have Christ and also have this great family. So I'm very blessed. My background in, you know, sort of in general is I am a lawyer. I did an advanced degree in ethics, medical ethics. I've always been concerned as a young child about that issue. And then I did a bunch of work with pro-life and pro-family stuff. But then I went back to practicing law for a while, and I did that for a bit. And during that time, I kind of started to do more politics. I was appointed by the Republican governor of Missouri as chairman of the election board in St. Louis. Then that same governor made me his chief of staff. I did that for a few years. I ran for office for Congress in 2010 and lost just by a few thousand votes, but had the experience. The late Phyllis Schlafly, who I'll mention in a moment, used to say, it's really beneficial to run for office and lose. If you win, you think you're a genius and you never learn. If you lose, you understand how politicians work, how campaigns work, and how important it is. And so I was very blessed. I had lots of experiences. I was very blessed when I was practicing law and became chairman of the party. Phyllis Schlafly said, hey, why don't you use some office space in my building and help me with some things I'm doing? And that was in 2013, I guess. And so for the next 3.5 years, until she died, I worked with her every day. And in fact, she appointed me her successor, and I closed my law practice, and I do that to this day. And Phyllis Schlafly was an iconic figure in American public life. She used to love to say, Gary, and she knew you and your wife well, but she used to love to say, she had it. She'd say, looking big smile, and she'd say, I had it all, just not all at once. And what she meant was she had a wonderful husband, wonderful father and mother and a sister. Then she married, and she had six children. She wrote books. She did TV. She did radio. She ran for office. She was, famous at one point and infamous for the left. And she just had a wonderful life. And she had a great joy that was based on her love of the Lord, but also her appreciation for America. She was a child of the Depression. She was 5 years old when the Depression hit, and it impacted her family. So. But what she taught us, and Gary, you know this is why you do your show and your people listen to you, is in America, you can sit on your couch and yell at the TV if you want. But if you want to make a difference, you got to get in the game. And politics is where the action is, and you have to get involved. And Phyllis taught that and empowered leaders like your wife and others who just sort of said, I'm concerned. I got to care. I care about this. And that's what we do to this day. You know, we pride ourselves on being conservatives. We were, I'd say, Trump conservatives before Trump, you know, in terms of the border, in terms of trade, in terms of globalism. And so Phyllis was a big backer of Donald Trump. She and I published a book that it launched the day after she died, and it became a New York Times bestseller. It was called The Conservative Case for Trump. But we know politics, and we know our conservatism. And we, the other thing Phyllis never did, she never went big time, which means she didn't need the donors to bankroll buildings and all. She stayed lean and mean and empowered local folks. And right now in this country, as we're seeing what's happening, you know, your caller just before, the frustration people are feeling, again, there's only two choices. You can either throw the remote at the TV, or you can do something about it. Doesn't mean everybody has to march. Doesn't mean everybody has to run for office, but you got to do something in between. You got to get yourself off the couch. Figure out what to do. And one of the problems, Gary, is that we are being frozen by the culture and by the power of the government. They're making us feel like we better just, you know, sit back. And, you know, under communism, some of the greatest writings of the Soviet communist era were by dissidents who said the greatest threat is self-censorship. Good people start to say it's not worth standing up and being out there. And I think that's one of the great threats right now, is we're all afraid to say something. Not all, but we're pressured to be quieter and get along and don't get out of line. And so it's you know, Phyllis Schlafly, as you mentioned, the Phyllis Schlafly Eagles, our organization. We work to give people the encouragement, the skills to raise their voices and to do it right, to make progress, to try to make things better.
Well, I think the great legacy that you're helping carry on from Phyllis, she would never accept this cancel culture that's going on. She was outspoken. She was a strong, strong woman, and I appreciate where we earlier had these Carmen Tertola on, the Ladies of Another View, speaking out on issues, and I just can't speak enough of people stepping forward and getting involved. I remember the Tea Party was very active in North Dakota, had all these rallies and around North Dakota, and I challenged them. I said, hey, that's great that you're having these rallies, but standing on the steps of the Capitol shouting doesn't do any good. You got to go get people elected that have your views. And many of them got involved in the process in North Dakota. And I think that was true around the country, and I'm sure you saw that in Missouri. And that people getting involved, whether it's the school board and city council, legislature, whatever, that has huge impact on our culture and changing the direction of what we're going, which is what Phyllis advocated so much, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. And one of the things is that you have to be balanced in your emotions, because this is scary stuff what they're doing. And if you sound angry and scared, it's not effective, right? So, you know, your caller, again, I'm going back to, I was listening to your show. The caller was reasoned. He was saying, hey, what about this? What about that? Didn't mean he wasn't unhappy. And you have to enter into the public square. You know, and I can tell you, Phyllis used to teach us, 5 phone calls to your congressman, 5. Will change the week of the staff and the congressman. They will be paying. Their whole week will change if you have 5 smart calls in, right? And, you know, so that's not much, right? That's not much to do. And so there's a lot of things that you can do. And in this time with the internet, you know, here's another one, Gary. I'll tell you about this. In February of 2010, that was the first time America got to respond to what the heck Obama and the Democrats were doing in Washington. And what they did in February 2010 was they elected the successor to the deceased Ted Kennedy in Massachusetts. They elected a Republican, Scott Brown, which turned the world upside down. And then, you know, Obama still jammed through Obamacare. People forget that, and they disregard the rules. But you know what happened in Massachusetts? For weeks ahead of that race, people were using their phones in South Dakota, North Dakota, California, Missouri, calling in and saying to people in Massachusetts, please elect this guy. Help us stop this madness. Well, the reason I tell you that is, in 3 weeks, in September 14th, there's an election in California, the recall election. And then 6 weeks after that, there's an election for governor in Virginia. There's, in other words, there's ways for people to help now. You know, I'm not asking people to go and give money. I don't care about that. I don't give to the parties anyway. I give to candidates if I can. But I'm saying you can get involved in making your issues heard, your voices heard, and fighting back. And don't fall for the jive that you must wait for 2022. That's too late. Right now, you've got to be engaged, school board, as you mentioned, sheriff, county executive, right? And these races in other parts of the country, because technology allows you to be involved. So there's a lot of opportunity, and it's an exciting time.
Well, Ed, I appreciate those comments, because what happens is when people do get involved and get off that couch and get engaged in the process, change occurs, and that's what really needs to happen. And to your point about California, can you imagine if we'd actually elect a conservative in California, even if it's a short term for a year? That sends a huge message across this country that it matters what we do and how we're involved. And when governors and legislators all of a step out and overreach in power, and citizens get involved, politicians get nervous, don't they?
That's right, exactly. And look, I mean, I would say to me there's an overriding, and I mentioned I ran the election board in St. Louis, there's an overriding concern I have on elections, right? I do think, and you're seeing, you know, the cyber symposium that Mike Lindell's doing, people talking about this issue, it's gotten lost and confused in the media being so unfair. But looking forward, right, we've got to pay attention to our elections. We can only do that with eyes and volunteers and people raising their voices to be smart about it. But you're exactly right. Look, Larry Elder is a friend of mine because we do race
together.
Hey,
Ed, let's stay with, thought for a second. We're going to go to the break. Stay with us. We come back. Ed Martin, Gary Emmett in studio. What's in your mind?
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or text 701-226-8503.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing, and but without much of a framework, and certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Wind. It's everywhere in North Dakota. A permanent and abundant natural resource. An energy source we should harness. Wind Energy paid $11 million in property taxes and $19 million to landowners in 2019. 26 counties, 1,000 landowners, and 3,400 employees stand united in Wind Energy. Wind Energy, a permanent and abundant natural resource for North Dakota. For more information, see ndforallenergy.org.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, Exney family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
And speaking of cars, What's in Your Mind is powered by Schwant Buick GMC.com. Most 2021 GMC Acadia models, 0% APR for 72 months for well-qualified buyers. Get all the fine print on that, plus 2021 Buick SUV models, 0% APR, 72 months. It's 72 months, same as cash. You got to love that. That's for current eligible Buick or GMC owners, lessees. There's more to shop, click, and drive. And, oh, by the way, your warranty is for a lifetime. SchwanBuickGMC.com. This Once in Your Mind, Gary Amenith, one last time for Scotty until we get him back next time, whenever that is.
I know. So we're finishing up the show in the last
pressure's
few minutes.
Pressure's on.
My last segment, but I got a great guest, Ed Martin.
You do.
Phyllis Schlafly's organization. Ed, I want to come back to our last segment a little bit. this whole, I know Phyllis is so big on education, you know, and she went and got a law degree late in life, but this critical race theory and education that's being pushed across this country and moms, tell me about your organization and how you're involved and listeners as well, just to understand what's going on out there with this critical race theory, but also your organization.
Yeah, well, and Phyllis actually, to your point, Gary, she cared about education for her whole life. And again, when she particularly started to understand it when she had children, and when her children were first, her oldest son, John, who still works with the organization, was taught to read, Phyllis realized they were teaching incorrectly. They were doing sight reading and she wrote a book on phonics and talked about and studied it. Went and did all the research and said, I'm going to write a book on how to teach. We still sell it's called The First Reader. It's a reading. So she believed in it. We, for many decades, and we continue today, we have something called the Education Reporter, and we used to infiltrate the NEA meetings and talk about what the unions are doing. Now, they've all been virtual, so you can kind of see them the last few years. But so you're right, critical race theory, there's been other names for what they're doing, by the way. They've been doing this. This is not a new movement. They've got a name for it now in the last 25 years, but they've been undercutting our history and our Christian roots and our founding documents. And Phyllis and our organization, we've always been fighting. Again, you have to know what to fight for. Our nation's founding documents are what's valuable. And why that's valuable is because it's our anchor. Now, our history is related to those documents, but our history is not what we should fight over because history just exists. So critical race theory is trying to unmoor us from the Constitution and those founding documents and what they need and how they relate. And same thing in the legal community, as you mentioned. Phyllis was a lawyer, understood law and politics. This whole movement to make the Constitution a living document, that's a way to kill something. It's got roots. It's sunk in. You take a tree and you move a tree, it very rarely succeeds when you move a tree. So we do a lot with critical race theory. We also, though, focus our people on understanding just because your school board changes critical race theory at one meeting doesn't mean they've changed their hearts, doesn't mean they've changed their vision. A lot of times the school boards are still doing the sex ed stuff and doing some terrible stuff. So it's a longer term commitment I think we have to make to these school boards. You know, so many of our families have put our kids in public schools, you know, and now growing number of private and also homeschooling. If we're going to have these public schools, and I have a hard time recommending many of them, to be honest, but if you're there, you got to make them better. You got to fight for them. And we're doing a lot of that. And I think that's going to be a big issue in the upcoming 2 or 3 years, especially as they try to re-mast our kids again. You know, that movement seems to be happening these weeks.
Yeah, the whole effort that's happening from the union, teachers union, all the way back to Washington. It's tragic what's happening to these kids and these parents, these moms. I feel terrible for these poor moms who many of them are staying home with their kids. And, I mean, I think it's great because some of them are starting to be homeschooled, and maybe some parents are getting more engaged with their children's education, which is terrific. But at the end of the day, it's about parent involvement and stepping up with their kids, but also back at the local level and political side action. So.
Yep. No, you're exactly right. And look, again, I want to, you know, I want to encourage people. Our website is phyllisschlafly.com. You know, I'm on Twitter at Eagle Ed Martin, and my email address is ed@phyllisschlafly.com. But encourage people. There's no action too small. You know, we're having our Eagle Council next month down in Orlando, Florida, with General Mike Flynn as our convener. He's kind of going to be the leader of this Eagle Council, the 50th annual, 50th
wow.
Eagle Council. Phyllis has done them. And our theme is local action, national impact. You got to drop your pebble in the lake, and the ripple will pick up steam. Trust me, there'll be a million pebbles. All our pebbles can make a difference. We're being forced down where we should have been and where we need to be locally because of the pressure from big tech, big media, big government. But that's okay. That's okay. Don't think, you know, you want to hit a grand slam. We got to hit a lot of singles. We got to get a lot of movement, and we're doing it. So I want to encourage your listeners to stay excited and energetic.
Ed, thank you very much for joining us today. I know the time goes by so quick. I'd like to, if I had another hour of the show, I'd have kept you on, but Todd's giving me the evil eye that it's time to wind her down for my last segment.
You, don't lie.
I'm kidding you. But Ed, keep up.
Not my fault they're bloodshot. Come on.
Ed, thank you for all the great work you're doing at Phyllis Schlafly's organization. I recall when my wife and I visited there 3-4 years ago, maybe as longer ago than that, and saw the work that you guys are doing in Phyllis's organization, fighting for the cause of liberty and freedom and defending the family and Christian values. It's just phenomenal. And And give us one more time, what's the website so people can get involved on your website?
Well, thank you, Gary. The website is phyllisschlafly.com, phyllisschlafly.com. And again, you can email me directly, ed@phyllisschlafly.com or at Eagle Ed Martin on Twitter and Ed Martin on Parler and Gab.
Ed Martin, thank you very much for calling in. I appreciate the time, and you keep up the fight. Thanks, brother.
Thank you, brother. Take care. Thank you.
God all right. Bless. You bet. Thank you. Well, Todd, this wraps it up. I hope I'll try not to take 2 more years before I come back again.
So, it's been that long?
I think it's been almost 2 years since I've been on with you. You know, maybe I'll sneak in at the Cape Fire Cafe and we can chat about some politics one of these days.
Anytime.
I'll invite myself. You know how I tend to
drop in. You know how that works.
Yeah, I know how it goes.
You know how that works.
We run out of time. I apologize for a couple callers still out there waiting. Thank you very much for listening today. This is Gary Eminent.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include thousands of acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land, including 100 acres in Wells County, North Dakota, and some special auctions, farm equipment, stationary engines, and tools at our steel office at Piper's Auction Center of North America. And don't forget, over 200 lots of coins to be sold in Fargo, North Dakota. Log on to Piper's.com or call us 877-700-4099.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.